Right now, I want to bring on our next guest. If you thought that lunch was the most important meal, you're full of crap. If you thought dinner was the most important meal, uh-uh. Our next guest is Mr. Breakfast, Eddie Chavy, and he says he is the undisputed expert on breakfast, and he says breakfast, by far, is the best meal. You need to eat breakfast. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Now, Eddie, tell us, why is it so important that breakfast is so important to eat? Why is that?
Okay, I'm betting you guys must have talked about this before. I mean, there's studies that show that breakfast is the most important. It improves your life. You maintain your weight. You do better.
The fat guy hasn't improved his weight. He loves. He eats breakfast all the time. And
I know. Me and Captain Crunch every morning. We got a date.
Fat guy, you need to eat more oatmeal, I think.
Oatmeal? Captain Crunch makes oatmeal? Who is he?
So now, when you talk about breakfast, tell us, how are you defining breakfast? Is there a time element? Is there like a certain amount
of
calories?
It's the first meal of the day, doctor.
Is that how it's defined?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you really do have to go with that strict definition. It's the first meal of the day. I mean, even if you're eating like a slice of pizza or some leftovers from the night before, as long as you're eating something, you're going to derive the benefits from it.
Right. No, you got to have breakfast. Now, do you start it off, is there a certain combination of foods? Is there like orange juice? Do you need fruits? Do you need veggies? Because
how many calories should it set you back?
Well, you guys, if we're talking about a healthy breakfast, I mean, I'm always preaching like...
You're talking bacon, sausage, right? You're talking hash browns?
I'm talking about mixing it up. I mean, breakfast, you should allow yourself that sometimes on the weekend, because the only way you're going to keep in a breakfast habit is to make sure you enjoy it, and part of that variety. But, you know, there's the definition of just eating anything. But then, you know, 5 days out of the week, try to get some whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. You know, go low fat and low sugar.
What about protein?
High protein.
So what time does Mr. Breakfast wake up? And what does Mr. Breakfast do? I want to know, give me a day.
He looks
like
Mr. Clean guy.
No, that he took that, and I like that, though. Big arms, big guns. Are those your guns or what? What is that?
It's Mr. Clean.
Yes, Mr. Clean. Those are my huge muscular arms with the help of a program I call Photoshop.
I thought those are... So that's not silicone?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about getting that surgery.
So, Eddie, tell us, what does Mr. Breakfast do? He wakes up what time and what are you having for breakfast?
Mr. Breakfast wakes up probably around 9 a.m.
9? What kind of life do you lead?
Dude, I want part of Mr. Breakfast's life. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, forget Dr. Fitness. Whoa, you should be Mr. Breakfast.
I'm switching.
It's great to be me. But yeah, then it's to work on the website and, you know, it's testing products. So I'm having new breakfast cereals a few times a week, trying recipes. Everybody's submitting recipes to the site, so testing out as many of those as we can.
Are you a big because when I think of breakfast, the first thing I think of, the number one thing I think of breakfast is eggs.
Oh, I thought you said X.
Really? That's at night, maybe. Maybe
okay. X-rated, yeah. The Playboy channel.
Ecstasy.
No, I think when I think
Ecstasy,
of...
Ecstasy, champ. Once again, you missed the drug reference.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Oh,
you're
drugs.
Amazing. This all guy right. is so straight-laced.
Let's get off the drugs and onto the eggs.
Okay, so...
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, ever since that whole thing in the late 70s where eggs were villainized, I mean, now we know that eggs aren't so bad. You were talking about protein before, and it's really one of the greatest sources. You know, each egg's got 6 grams, and you get your amino acids.
Right, even the yolk. People are afraid of the yolk. There's an anti-yolk movement. Even the yolk is good for you, too.
Yes. And, you know, as long as you're not having a four-egg omelet every day, you know, it's nice to, if you eat a lot of eggs, you know, hit that egg yolk substitute sometimes, but... Yeah, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, and you know you can play with the egg. You can play with the egg beaters, right? You can mix half and half. You can put regular eggs, some egg beaters. I mean, you know, you can do a lot of stuff.
Very versatile. Very versatile. Now, if you're baking or if you're frying, yeah.
Is there any taboo for breakfast? Is there some things you just shouldn't be eating for breakfast? I mean, can you have turkey sandwich? I mean, is there something you can't breakfast? When you hear it, you go, oh, no, that's not for breakfast.
I think my answer would be no to the food items, but I kind of want people to look at breakfast more as like an attitude or philosophy, because I think the thing that's the wrong is if you just rush through your morning so fast that you're stuffing stuff into your mouth. but if you can just take, if you can have breakfast and take a moment for yourself in the morning, you know, you're setting yourself up for a more peaceful day to get organized.
That's a little getting a little new agey here, Mr.
Eddie,
Breakfast.
Now, Eddie, you got to see. First of all, is there a time limit for breakfast? Because the fat guy—he's the fastest eater on planet Earth. I mean, the guy just—he woofs. It's so hard going out to any meal with him because he just woofs things down so quickly.
Woofs.
Yeah.
Woofs.
Woof. Woof. Woof.
No time limit. Make sure you eat something because you're going to get the benefits of it. But seriously, take that time because it is kind of a mental thing where you can ease into your day. I know it sounds new agey and stuff, but I really think this is one of the reasons that all those studies prove that breakfast is so good for you, because it's people, they take the time to eat breakfast, but it's also kind of shows they've got a more organized lifestyle.
Well, what about people who eat breakfast and then I hear a lot of people say to me that they eat breakfast and then it makes them hungrier. So is there something like once you eat breakfast, something else that you can have that'll fill you up?
That's a good point. I mean, is there something where, you know, you start eating breakfast and then all of a sudden, you know, you feel like you're consuming a lot more calories?
Well, if I'm hearing you right, that's kind of an abnormality because all the data that I've gotten, what I believe is that, you know, if you have breakfast, if you eat anything in the morning, your mid-morning hunger level is going to be less.
Now, some of the studies I've shown is that, or some of the studies that I've read, show that it depends upon, like, for instance, if you're eating sweet things, it may increase your appetite later on in the day. Have you heard of that at all?
I can go for that. I'll accept that with a high sugar content. Yeah.
Right. So you really need to kind of balance it out. You need to kind of, so, you know, if you're having, you know, lots of sweets, you need to kind of balance it out with protein and other things like that.
Yeah, I'd say in that case, you don't just have a breakfast problem. You've got kind of a general dietary problem.
Well, hence the reason for this show.
Now, Mr. Breakfast, tell us about the website. What's MrBreakfast.com and what can you get on there?
MrBreakfast.com, it's pretty much now nearly 10,000 pages about breakfast, which includes thousands of recipes, restaurant reviews, even around Atlanta, articles, anything having to do with breakfast, old breakfast cereal commercials, you name it, I can tell you it's going to be on there in some way or another.
Quisp and Quake?
Yes. Yes, good, you guys.
Now, if Mr. Breakfast is going to eat cereal, what's your go-to cereal? What's your favorite?
You know, I'm in such a conflict. I've been saying for years that my favorite cereal was Grape Nuts.
What? You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah, I love it, love it. And but recently, General Mills came out with these new vintage boxes of a lot of their cereals. You go down the cereal aisle, and it looks like you're in the 1960s.
Right.
And I picked up a box of Golden Grahams, and I really think that might be heading into the first place position for me.
Really? Golden Grahams?
What exactly is cream of wheat?
What exactly is cream of wheat?
That's a great question, Kathy.
Really? I think you stumped Mr. Breakfast.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
Mr. Breakfast, you need to help me because, seriously, when we walk down that aisle, my daughter always says, Mommy, what is cream of wheat? And I'm like, it's creamed wheat. But I don't know. So do you know?
It's kind of like, isn't it like mushroom soup? Like cream of broccoli or cream of mushroom soup?
No? If you think about oatmeal, right?
Yes.
And then think about wheat, it's basically the same thing. I can't really get into the details.
It's like wheat meal.
It's the brand meal. With the wheat.
It's wheat meal.
Yes.
Mr. Breakfast, the Dr. Fitness wants to throw out one of my, Lee, I'm going to give one of my tips for breakfast eating cereal.
Really?
I remember this one? You thought I was crazy when I told. What I like to do with my cereal is I like my cereal mushy. I like my cereal mushy, but I don't necessarily need to drink all of the milk. So what I'll let my cereal marinate in the milk. And then I'll just pour out the milk.
Then he drains out the milk.
And I don't have the milk. I just have the mushy cereal.
Whatever floats your boat.
What do you think of that?
I think I'm in the same school as you. I like my crunchy cereals to get softened a bit. You know, I'll take the milk because I like the milk. But I like your philosophy because you're eating breakfast, you know.
That's right, man. It's all good. About eating breakfast. Now, you've got your own clothing line? You got Mr. Breakfast clothing line? Lee, Lauren Jones has her own
clothing line.
Mr. Breakfast got his own clothing line. We have nothing.
I want to have fat wear.
Yeah, we got to get
fitwear and fatwear.
That's
Come on,
right.
Yeah, give it the time. Give it the time.
So what do you got? You got shirts. You got what do you? And you have breakfast shirts. Is this stuff you need to wear when you're eating breakfast? Is that what this is?
I prefer when people wear my breakfast clothing when they eat breakfast, but I don't think it's a necessity. But yeah, you can get shirts, simple shirts that say breakfast or sausage or bacon. And the shirt with the top 10 reasons to eat oatmeal. There's a risque pair of women's underwear that says breakfast.
Nice. Oh, I like that. You also have a great newsletter, and you got a ton of stuff on this website, buddy. You got you're no wonder why you wake up at 9 o'clock. Are you up late at night putting all this stuff on? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm kind of a night owl, so that explains the 9 a.m. wake up time.
You got information if you want to get a toaster, muffin pans, griddles, egg things for eggs, coffee. Lee, did you see all the stuff's on the site?
Dude, you know I don't prepare for the show.
I know you don't prepare. You got a great. This is.
I didn't even know he was on until now, like a minute ago.
Now, Eddie, who is Mrs. Breakfast?
Mrs. Breakfast, well, let's say she's Mrs. Breakfast in training.
She hot? What's the deal with that? You guys dating? What's the deal?
She's a very attractive chick of a 4-year dating period. Yeah. I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
Four years?
Now,
what's that about? A little Bill Maher action here? Yeah. Commitment problems?
Yeah, I'm in Hollywood. Yeah.
It's like, where's Mr. Commitment?
Now, do you have like a breakfast song? You have anything that you sing in the morning?
A theme song?
You got a theme song?
No, but I'll work on that.
You're going to work on that?
Yeah.
Breakfast. Okay. Well, it's a great website. Eddie, it's great stuff. Eddie Chavi, Mr. Breakfast. He's told us why it's so important to eat breakfast.
What's the website?
MrBreakfast.com. I love it.
MR or MISTR, both?
Both of them will get you there.
See that, Lee? Not Dr. Fitness.
Yes, both of them go there, champ.
Oh, that works for us?
Yes.
Oh, I take that back, Eddie. See, he did do it right. So anyway, it's a great website. It was a pleasure having the show. We want to have you back on, Eddie. We want to find out more about this stuff. And also, is there stuff that you can get, like other books and things you can get on your site as well?
Oh, yeah. It's a big resource, any breakfast cookbook.
No, the best part is you can make your own cereal box with you on it.
You're kidding me.
More with you on it. There's a tool where you can upload a picture of yourself. Print out a cereal box.
Really? Did you do that already? Did you make your own?
Are you a web guy? Is that how you know how to do all this?
You know, I started out as a web guy. I'm kind of getting some other guys to do some stuff for me.
Mr. Breakfast is a web guy, and now he's delegating out the web stuff to other...
Mr. Bangalore.
Eddie, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We look forward to talking to you again. And again, check out the website, MrBreakfast.com. Thanks, Eddie.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
Have a great night.
You too.
And when you're checking out Mr. Breakfast, make sure you check out, at the same time, open up two screens, Dr. Fitness and TheFatGuy.com, where you're going to learn about all of the latest information, what's the news, the best DVD that's out there, what's the greatest weight loss book out there, Dr. Fitness and TheFatGuy, right, Lee?
Yes,
You can't lose weight alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program. All that information is on the site. Plus, you got the greatest application tool to help you lose weight on Dr. Fitness and TheFatGuy.com.